That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, get to 95BFM.com.
Auckland Peace Action is calling for justice for 16 peace activists who are facing trial this week for blockading a weapons conference in Wellington in 2015. They are in court today in Wellington District Court starting 10 a.m. this morning. There are 16 of them. I spoke to Auckland Peace Action spokesperson Virginia Lambert. So do you want to explain to me the situation with these peace activists in court today?
Yeah, so basically our comrades in Wellington, Wellington Peace Action, are currently in court due to minor charges that were raised in November 2015 when they were protesting the weapons conference there. They organised a peaceful blockade of the weapons expo.
And what were they protesting at the weapons expo?
They're protesting war profiteering. So they're protesting the government committing billions of dollars to new weapons, which has been happening each year. The budget for military spending increases, and they're blockading these arms dealers who are coming together to profit from war and misery.
So were these people just kind of sitting peacefully, stopping kind of the entranceway?
Yeah, they were sitting and standing, and they were physically blocking it with their bodies. And it was actually on council property that a number of them were arrested. So 27 people were arrested in total, some of them for just asking why others had been arrested. The police took them to the cells and said they'd be there for a few hours and released without charge. However, they did charge them, and 16 are still facing court. The proceedings have been dragged out for over a year, and they're facing minor charges of obstruction and trespass.
So because they were peacefully demonstrating, they've been basically taken to a cell and then told that they were obstructing this event. Is that going to, you know, impinge on these people's criminal records and lives?
Yeah, I mean, it's been quite stressful for them, because these are students, teachers, lawyers, filmmakers, office workers, labourers, engineers and mums and dads who chose to stand up for something that they believed really strongly in. And they took community action, and basically they're being punished for it. Just through these, they've had to, you know, fork out a lot of money for these charges, and it's been really exhausting.
Now, last year, I understand there was also a demonstration at the Weapons Expo in Auckland. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
So did a similar thing go on there?
Yeah, so that's so they moved the expo to Auckland. So we started Auckland Peace Action, and it was actually a really invigorating and successful event, because we managed to lock out, by the NZDIA's own account, over 300 arms dealers were prevented from attending the conference. So we were really pleased with the community, Auckland community, mobilising and blockading that event. And fortunately, there were no arrests that day.
These people in court right now,
yeah.
How long is this going to go on for, and when are they going to find out what's going to happen to them?
It's hard to say, because, I mean, it's been dragged out. They had their last one, I think it was. It's been dragged out over the course of 2016, so it's hard to say when it will be finalised, and yeah.
And how can people support these people?
I think by actually getting involved in peace action themselves. I mean, we're looking to, if there is another weapons conference this year, then we want to blockade it again. We will take direct action to stop the war profiteering and arms trade. And so if people want to get involved, they can look online through Auckland Peace Action or Peace Action Wellington. The arms dealers are profiting from murder and human misery. So this is the real crime that's happening, and this is all supported by the New Zealand government.
So around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.